views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living, LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Oh, hello and welcome. This is Karen Benton, and you are on the Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so honored to be a regular guest for Colette on her powerful show. I'm here every third Wednesday of the month, and I feel so honored to be a part of this community as we explore and get curious about all the different happenings in our lives. Stay tuned for the next hour as we explore cutting-edge information and experiences to assist you in solving life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives. Podcasts are available for every show at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. And for the shows that I host every third Wednesday of the month, you can also find them at karenbetton.com. The energy shifts are available and accessible through the Higher Self Network if you're listening in afterwards. In other words, you can get incredible benefits even listening to the podcast after the radio show happens live. It is my honor and pleasure to share life-transforming information with you and provide the opportunity to call in live with comments, questions, or shares. My guests and I will support you to delete energetic weaknesses, to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you, so feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. I am just thrilled to announce our guest today. She's been on the show with me many times before, and we always have such a great time and a lovely flow. Her name is Anne-Marie McQuaid.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. So just a little bit about Anne-Marie. She has a bachelor's degree in speech pathology and audiology and a master's degree in special education. She has 25 years of experience in working with children and young adults of all ages and abilities. Anne-Marie is also an energy practitioner utilizing modalities such as Reiki and body talk and has spent much time studying this and many other philosophies of our life experience. She has three children of her own, ages 18, 15, and 13. And I'm so thrilled to welcome you to this next hour of expansion, curiosity, and fun. How are you today, Anne-Marie?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Well, fully honest, I'm a little tired, a little run down. I've been traveling around a lot and sinking deep into my practices in order to really find that space where I would think that, you know, who knows what the goal is, but maybe feel a little bit more at ease and a little bit more grounded. There's lots of flying been going on in my life in the last month, so it can interestingly shake things up, which we know is a great thing, but it can sort of make us feel, or at least make me feel, like I have no control. which that's a whole nother topic.
Absolutely. Gosh, I know that feeling for sure.
Apparently, as the study goes, I've learned more and more we really don't have control, and deepening my ability to be okay with that and to kind of just roll with how things are unraveling in the day can be fun or can feel unsafe. Mm. And when I hit those unsafe places, sort of sinking into practices that can bring me back to taking practical action. So,
I was going to say one of the things that you just mentioned, but it's like certain parts of the day, letting go and recognizing that we don't have any control over certain things and that it is just how it is. I'm okay with some days, and other days I am not okay with that. I want things to go the way I think it should go, the way I'm planning it. So it's just funny. It's like just that whole concept in and of itself is, talk for hours about that.
Yeah. And it's that, and neither one of them is wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Taking, you know, sort of goal-oriented action is required in some days and really helps us to cope and live. But other days, it's more of a priority for us to be able to go with the flow and to allow. And not having access to that pathway can make life be a little bit challenging and exhausting. And in my own experience, you know, like I was sort of sharing the way I feel today, it is usually bringing up for me an awareness that I've been trying to control things a little bit too much. You know, I've been using the other modality, maybe to the detriment of the one that allows me to go with the flow and to open to the ease and kind of have the day unfold from a place that's more trusted and connected, which then leads us to really the topic that we wanted to explore today, which is building self-awareness.
Yes.
And the value of that. And so would you be so kind to share with the audience and the community, you know, why is self-awareness important? What does it provide for you? Why do we even care if we build self-awareness?
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it gives me a sense of talking about letting go and knowing when to hold them and when to fold them. But
breaking a song.
Such a good Kenny Rogers song, right? I mean, that's what it really is about, is knowing, I think, when to hold on and when, like you said, you have to have that energy to move forward, and when to sort of let go and go with the flow and allow, like you said, to things to happen that are most aligned for us. But for me, self-awareness is taking myself outside of the experience and seeing it from a different perspective, that which to me gives me some power. It feels self-empowering to be able to be aware of myself in the situation almost as if it's a play that's happening, and that noticing what my thoughts are and noticing what my body feels like in just even in everyday life and in running through the routines, the regular routines of the day, or in a situation that maybe is really uncomfortable or something that comes up at work or at home that I'm not so pleased about, or I'm not happy about. And again, recognizing my role in something because of my awareness, how I see things and through my filters. I think it takes a little less of charge away from certain situations. And then it gives me back some of my own perception of self-empowerment, my idea that I have, you know, what I've got going on in this situation, how I contribute to it and what I take from it.
Yeah. It is interesting, because when we feel that we are being taken over by an experience. And before we actually got on the show, you had shared with me an experience I think you were having in the deli the other day. I think that's a great example of, to even share with the audience, of those moments of when we're in reaction, right? We're reacting to the experience and we're aware that we're, so maybe you would, before I go into it, share a little bit of what happened with that.
Yeah. So I tend to, I think that I can go to the victim mode sort of easily, and not easily, but I recognize, you know, it's like everyone is doing things and they're out to get me, and it just keeps rolling, you know, like, well, this yeah. happened and then this happened and then this happened. And now everyone is on the same page of trying to make my life difficult, right? Yeah. That's what they're going out of their way. Yeah. And so that victim mode of seeing everything as against you can be one of those places that it's difficult to get out of sometimes, especially when we're so busy and there's so many things and expectations and parts of our lives that we're contributing to and part of. And, you know, there's work and there's kids and there's family and friends and all those other bits and pieces. But I had listened to a podcast, and it was about consciousness and awareness. And, you know, the suggestion was to sort of shift one of those beliefs that you're in the role of right now, one of those masks that you're, you know, wearing. And so I recognized this victim feeling and this role that I have been noticing. And so I shifted it a bit. And I, in my mind, said, okay, people, instead of are out to get me, they are helping me and they want to support me. And so not long after that, I was in the deli getting food, and I was ordering, and the woman didn't understand what I was saying. She spoke Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. And I tried a number of different ways to explain it. And I said, oh, forget it. You know, and I'll just whatever I get is fine. and so this woman behind me stepped forward and said, can I help you? And I said, oh, sure. And so she knew what I was asking for and what I was ordering. And she spoke in Spanish to the woman and explained exactly what I wanted, which was very specific, I have to say. And it was just this really beautiful, amazing moment. I thought, wow, that's so cool. This woman just stepped forward, jumped in and helped me. Something small, you know, it was my lunch order, but really, really cool. And it was, to me, I could have perhaps stayed in that position of, you know, Of course, I can't get the right lunch that I want. Of course, this isn't going to work out for me. So this is always happening. And instead, the awareness and the noticing that someone was, you know, willing to help me, or that you know, someone's supporting me and wants to see me succeed, I believe brings those situations forth, you know, and can, mm-hmm. Again, shine the light on it when you're in that place or that vibration of noticing those things. And so it was a small snippet of a day, but, you know, a part of the day, but very cool situation that really shifted.
It is interesting how, you know, even science has shown that a shift in perspective then actually changes the entire biochemical makeup of your body, right? You immediately start producing different hormones, different proteins, and particularly the one that you're speaking of, which is gratitude. You know, it can be a really powerful one, but what I love what you're sharing is there are days and there are times, and there's some weeks that it's more than not, right? Where that is not something that's reachable. You know, feeling gratitude mm-hmm. for the way we're seeing our lives show up feels so very far away. So I really appreciate you sharing that experience with the audience. And we're going to go a little bit deeper into this, and we're going to start to discuss a couple of techniques that are available to us to help shift these. And I love also how you shared that it was, you know, not even in that moment, it was a podcast you would either listen to. Was it earlier that day or the day before?
Yeah, it was earlier that day, I think, before I got into work. And
and how cool to be able to apply it immediately and magnetize an experience that perhaps, you know, sort of imprinted in your brain the power of having choice of seeing what's happening in front of you from multiple perspectives as it's going. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here we are. It goes so fast when we're talking to you. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and I am Karen Benton. I'm filling in for Colette today. My guest is Anne Marie McQuaid, and when we return, we will continue with this amazing discussion on building self-awareness and the incredible benefits of doing that. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819 and we will make some shift happen.
Golden Otter Digital Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Ah, welcome back. So we are back on The Truth is Funny, and I'm Karen Betton, and I'm filling in for Colette as her regular guest host on the third Wednesday of every month. And my guest today is Anne-Marie McQuaid. So before we continue, Anne-Marie, can you please share your contact information with our audience?
Yes, it's actually changed since the last time. So I'm going to give you my new email address, which is Annie.Marie 0616, and that's at gmail.com. And you can send me an email or you can get me on Facebook, and it's Playing on Purpose on Facebook.
Fabulous. So, and for me, you can also, it's mainly Karen Betton, www.karenbetton.com. So KarenBetten.com. So we were having a great discussion about, you know, the power of self-awareness, why even bother investing in exploring ourselves, getting to know our own inner landscape. And what we were coming upon right before we left on the break was having an awareness that there's aspects of ourselves, there are experiences that we have, and it becomes really important to distinguish that those experiences are not who we are. And when we're in the experience and we're in that reaction mode and our sympathetic nervous system is going, we tend to identify the experience as being ourselves, right? I am the person that overreacted versus I am someone who was having an overacting experience, which is a slight change on the words, but, and it can seem almost annoying and very new age and all of that, but that distinction brings about a separation of the two, because who we really are not our experiences. And so then comes up that question, right? Well, then who am I really? And, you know, there's all sorts of ways to answer that. But, you know, you're more than the roles that you play in your daily life, right? You are actually more, and most people agree with this, right? You are more than the role you play as mother and as teacher and as daughter and as friend and as student and seeker and learner and inquisition. You are more than those roles that you play. And investing in knowing that more deeply can do things like give us choice in those experiences that you are so kindly sharing with the audience, right, Anne-Marie, about when you're in that reaction mode, you can suddenly realize, hey, wait a minute, this is not me. You know, this is, you know, I'm reacting to a certain view of how I'm seeing this experience show up, right? Oh, I'm seeing everybody as being against me. Or me, you know, seeing that this tiredness is something that I shouldn't be experiencing right now because it's not justified, right? Those are just beliefs, right? That are all based upon, you know, my previous experiences as to what's an okay level to then experience tiredness, right?
Right.
And it's about creating that sort of pause button that gives us an opportunity to connect back to ourselves. And what I love that you were sharing is that, you know, you were just listening to a podcast that you were drawn to listen to, and it gave you the tools to redirect an experience and truly have more joy and abundance in your day and actually see that you had the power to receive, right? And and that perhaps you are someone who is aptly designed to navigate this life experience and magnetize the supports to you that are necessary and expansive to bring even more joy and abundance in your life than you currently thought possible.
Say that again, sister. I love it. it's so true. I mean, our interpretation is, you know, I mean, even wondering just in that one situation, if had I been in a different mindset, your everything changes, right? You know, your energetic output, how you're standing, how you look, your facial expressions, all of those things. I wonder what, you know, had I been in a different place, would it not have, you know, someone not approached me, you know, when you think about, anyway, so
And so then it becomes like, I always think that people are doing this to me, right? Like, like for example, I had the other day, I had a guy that like hunted me down after I heard this honking and I wasn't sure what was going on. I pulled over the side of the road and this guy pulls up next to me in a Jeep and he looks at me and he was like, "You just ran a red light." And I was sort of floored by the whole experience of like, wow, you hunted me down to let me know that I ran a red light. But from my perspective, it was green. And yet, so where do you go from there, right? Through the way I saw the experience, I was perfectly doing what was appropriate given the green light. And from his perspective, he saw a red light. And what we don't really often recognize, right, is how our senses actually work. And we are actually, you know, our senses, we only see a very small percentage of what is out there, right? So the information comes in through our senses, take your vision, for example, and about what they've shown in science, about 18% of that makes it in through the eyes. And then it goes through, the optic tract goes through essentially the thalamus before it reaches the cortex. And what does that mean? That means that all our projections and beliefs and ideas dilute and start to interpret what we've seen. So we don't actually see what's out there. We really see what we believe.
Yeah.
And then we start to react to what we believe. And building self-awareness creates this opportunity to have some space in between the two so that we can have an awareness of our beliefs that are limiting our life experience and take part in, get curious. Oh, isn't that interesting? You know, so part of me thinks that this guy hunted me down to make sure I knew that I was wrong. And part of me thinks, oh, you poor man, like this was so important that you had to take time out of your day to let me know that I had done something wrong, that I did not acknowledge for him at all. I was like, actually, it was green.
Right. He was like, that wasn't what I expected.
You know, so what, you know, and that's a very benign example, but I mean, it's those funny little moments, but you put that on top of perhaps getting ignored by someone in the counter at the, you know, at the deli, on top of perhaps, you know, another person getting mad at you for how they perceive that you're acting, and you start to think that you are the one that is wrong, and that there's something, you know, that there's something inherently wrong with you. But that can only work if that's a belief that you have and that operates in your system. You know, so without awareness of that being a belief, and you don't have to be aware that that's a belief, but having awareness about your body and mind on any level gives you the opportunity to have choice and to start seeing the world from a broader lens that allows you to kind of live more freely and authentically, would you say?
Absolutely, yeah. And what comes to mind is, you know, having a body talk session. I mean, one of the most powerful things is bringing some of these beliefs that may not even necessarily be playing consciously, but when they come up in a session and you realize that you've, you know, been making choices operating from some of these, from this awareness or this interpretation, it's fascinating. It's like mind blowing, you know, like, oh, wow, I do sort of think that about myself, or I do see myself in that way. And when you shed that, it's like freedom, you know, it's inspiring because, belief systems can, you know, they're so ingrained in us. And, so, I mean, you know, for what just came to mind was a body talk session, how it is, it's like absolutely, I can't think of another word, freeing, beyond freeing.
Yeah. And it is interesting, like in our own lives and working with clients, that if I find myself thinking, oh no, that's not me, I never do that. It's almost a red flag that is indicating that that's an important thing in our lives and that there's part of our nervous system that is dedicated to making sure that thing never happens. For example, it's like, oh no, I never would lose it in public, you know, or I would never, you know, that I would never. And can you believe she lost it in public? Like that kind of a belief,
right,
can unknowingly, if we're horrified when someone else is losing it in front of us or having a breakdown, then that's an opportunity to look inside and have some awareness that there's a part of your nervous system, operating system, whatever you want to say, that believes there can be no room for that. And therefore, there's a lot of energy that goes into making sure nothing is ever interpreted in a way that would lead to you breaking down, which is absolutely exhausting in my own experience, right? If we are attached to one particular goal, we're constantly scanning our environment to make sure either that that goal happens or that that goal does not happen, right? Which if it's something that's of the negative light. And bringing that to our awareness can be incredibly powerful to just be like, oh, wow, you are right. Like, I don't find that behavior okay, which may mean that I don't allow myself to have that, which means I'm putting a lot of energy into making sure that doesn't happen, versus having a wider lens that says there are all these different aspects of myself and they're all incredibly valuable and they arise when necessary in order to help me to navigate my life experience. So they're happening because they're supporting me, like you said, right? Like this is actually happening because it's supporting me. Let me get curious to see if I can change my perspective of how I'm seeing this.
Mm. And just to piggyback onto that, it's like no one experience really is any more valid or more important than the other. So
exactly.
Falling on the floor and having a meltdown as an adult in the middle of, I don't know, wherever, the mall, because that's what you need to do in that moment, is just as valuable as having an amazing time out
jumping
with your friends.
Up and down and joy. Yeah. And here's the thing. They have now learned that those unprocessed emotions and charges and feelings, they stick in the body. Mm-hmm. And then they lead to breakdowns in the physical body and mind or disease. So that breakdown in the mall or that breakdown on your, you know, whatever, in your retreat or wherever it was, is this incredibly intuitive masterpiece, inner intelligence that supports you to process in a way that is supportive for your body, mind, so you can be the most authentic version of you. Mm-hmm. And also helping you to experience a more symptom-free body, mind, right? Like, and people have said that, right? Like when after sessions, they're like, wow, my such and such went away. You know, whatever, my knee pain went away. That's a big one that goes away. Knee pain and back pain go away really quick because they tend to be places that we store stuff. And so we'll get into that, right? Because believe it or not, it's time to take another break. But the knees are a place where we store fear. And when we are unknowingly dealing with things that we are fearful of, our knees become caught up in trying to process that fear and are less available to support us in being stable and flexible in our physical bodies. And then we put ourselves at greater chances for breakdowns there because the body's so busy processing the fear that's unreleased. So we'll get back to that in a moment, but so fun and so great to look at all the interrelationships. So I am Karen Benton, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can find out about Colette and all the amazing work that she's doing on her new upgraded website on thetruthisfunny.com. And her amazing dragon, she's been continually building all these unbelievable, painting them herself. She has such amazing talent. At talesfromthevector.com and also at on social media. I think she's got the same website on social media. So we will be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819, and let's make some more shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Okay, so this is Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette every third Wednesday of the month on this amazing Truth is Funny radio show. And I have Anne Marie McQuaid here with me, and we've been discussing the power of self-awareness and building our skill set that allows us to have a deeper self-awareness. You know, there's no end result to this, right? You never just like, oh, I'm self-aware. Like, okay, done, check. And, you know, it's funny, I do remember thinking that, you know, this idea of enlightenment is, you know, whatever we want to call it.
Right.
And we're here to have these experiences, you know, and it's a part of life. But if we can get less caught up in them and... In my experience, building my connection to myself, which was not something that was seen or celebrated as a valuable thing to invest in my childhood, or, you know, even, you know, as an older adult, it really gives clarity, right? Like if you now, like, so we were ending off the last segment with this sort of connection to how pain in the knees can be related to unprocessed fears and undigested, charged experiences or traumas or emotions from the past. Because what happens, you know, the body, when we're, you know, we have an energy field that senses what's going on in front of us, right? Our thoughts, our concepts, and our ideas, and it comes into our energy field. And then we can either express it immediately, right, as tears or excitement or joy or whatever it might be. The other thing that can be done, and from this is one philosophy, of course, is that it then gets pushed into the diaphragm, and that connects in with our elimination system, and we pee and poop it out later. And then the third way is if it's too much, you know, if that onslaught of charge is just too much, what happens is it gets stored in the connective tissue in the body. And everybody has their different places that they're breakdowns often happen in, right? Some people it's their back, some people it's their knee, sometimes it's their shoulders, sometimes it's illness, right? Sometimes it's colds, whatever it might be. And so we can either believe that we are a victim of this cold or this weak knee, or we can get curious about perhaps there's experiences in my life that I can have some insight on to really change the way I'm interacting with them to support a deeper awareness of who I really am, right? Which again, you know, how do you define that? Who am I really? Well, I think in here it's easiest to say I'm more than all the roles that I played, like we discussed earlier. And knowing that deeply, that the essence of us is so much more than these experiences that we have, we are not our experiences, we get to have more fun with the experiences that do arise. Yeah. And so, right, and so then when, you know, your knee pain comes up, rather than, which Amory, you so eloquently were describing earlier, you know, for me, a knee is a thing for me, thinking that, oh, I was just going to have the same trajectory as many of my family members have had, and I was going to end up needing knee surgery and all of these things, I got really curious about it. And I started taking, you know, doing, I learned a whole method called Franklin Method. And I was actually able to move that through and combine that with the energy work. And now that doesn't mean I never have knee pain again, right? That's what we're all sort of seeking, is to be free of an ailment for the rest of our lives. Well, sometimes, you know, and that's happened to many of my clients, right? You never experience a symptom again. But for me, it's something that arises on some days. Like I can wake up and my knees might feel a little bit achy. I'm immediately aware that I am unconsciously feeling fearful about something. And this is what we're talking about in self-awareness, right? Is having a different story other than the one that has dominated for the last however many years be available to you as a source or a factor that is influencing your current situation.
And how self-empowering also that these physical manifestations are often, it's like a puzzle. It's part of our life that we've experienced that is looking to come to light, you know?
Oh, I love that. That's so well stated. Yes.
You know, so I was just thinking before when you were talking about emotions, you know, and how incredibly powerful our emotions are. And, you know, it's energy in motion, you know, so it needs to go somewhere. And when we experience something and for whatever reason, you know, the processing process doesn't happen, the idea, the concept of it becoming part of our physiological bodies is just fascinating, because sure, if it's not expressed and it's not able to move along, so to speak, where does it go? What happens, you know, when we don't process it? And so for me, I mean, it makes me think about growing up and the notion of, you know, it was like you never being too happy never being too sad, never being too angry. Anything that had, that was a little edgy, that wasn't quite acceptable, was, you know, swept under the carpet. So, you know, you think about all those moments and whatnot from childhood and through your life where, you know, it wasn't okay to fall on the floor and have a meltdown, you know, or if you're at work, you can't fall on the floor and have a meltdown if you're at work and you're an adult and, you know,
yeah.
So, whether, you know, there's all kinds of things happening in your personal life or not, but, I just love even talking about it again with the philosophy of it, how it affects us physiologically and the power of our own self-awareness being able to, and, you know, even through Franklin class and connecting to, the anatomy and the physiology of our bodies and using our imaginations, what we can move, you know, what we can change and shift by being aware of it.
So, well, what are the primary practices that you use? Maybe we'll, you know what, we're coming up on another break. So maybe we, well, yeah, if you could, yeah, just give us a little rundown of the main practices that you currently use. And knowing that when you, once you open the door to this work, it's always changing, right? What you use right. in 1 week might be different than what you use the next week. But I'd love to hear from you. What are the practices that you have found that support you to build your own self-awareness?
Yeah, sure. I would love to. Well, body talk sessions are incredibly powerful for me and have been for the last 4 or 5 years since I started to, you know, learn about that energy healing. But I would say that the first thing that comes to mind are the geometries. And should I go into that now? Yeah. So there is a sound healer. His name is Tom Kenyon. You can find his information on his website, tomkenyon.com. But he does something on his website. It's called geometries. And it's sort of like a guided meditation where you're envisioning certain shapes, geometries, and you are taking sort of like a light and you're tracing over these shapes. And it sounds sort of simple and rudimentary, but what happens when you do them, you're training your brain, and you're creating new neurological pathways that actually expand your awareness and they expand your consciousness. So I love doing them. You know, it takes probably about 20 minutes, and I use them probably every couple of days. And what I find what happens is when I engage in this particular practice, which is, it's a guided meditation, like I said, and you're following these geometries with the light and with your eyes closed and you're imagining it. I always have these incredible shifts in consciousness and my awareness, from day-to-day things to huge, large notions and ideas of things that I never thought possible, never thought I would ever understand or be able to wrap my head around and to be conscious of. Mm. And so just in those practices, I find huge changes in myself and my awareness, my self-awareness and consciousness, you know, across the board.
I love this because a lot of people have difficulty with meditation. Mm. And what you're sharing is an opportunity for perhaps, you know, this could be under the umbrella of meditation, but you know, just based on, you know, you said it's a guided meditation, but it's guided, right? And you're actually right. doing particular movements with the eyes. And yet you are experiencing such a profound expansion in your own self-awareness that then translates into how you see the experiences that are showing up in your life. So very powerful. So I wanted to address a little bit more of this when we come back. So time certainly flies when we're having fun, and we're taking a quick break and we'll be right back on The Truth is Funny.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Oh, groovy music there. So this is Karen Benton from The Truth is Funny, and we're back. So fantastic. Do you want to share your information, Amory, one more time in case any of the audience wants to get in touch with you?
Yes, definitely. I'm on Facebook, and the name is Playing on Purpose, and my email is Annie, A-N-N-I-E, dot Marie, M-A-R-I-E, 0616@gmail.com.
Fantastic. And mine is KarenBenton.com. So we are having this amazing discussion again, building the value and exploring the value of self-awareness and perhaps some unrecognized practices that build it. And Amory was sharing how she uses some of the tools from a sound healer called Tom Kenyon, who he's done a lot of work in brain and how the brain works and how the brain functions. And you gave us a great description of how these tools have supported you to change your practice. I would say your practice, maybe your operating system, right? You feel that, the way you described it was that you had an expansion in how you were able to, or how you were interpreting the experiences that were showing up in your life, which then ultimately just leads to more ease, right? Less need to control, more willing to see many different possibilities of reasons for why certain life experiences may or may not be showing up in our lives. And that gives value to that separation between we are not our experiences, yeah, and we are something that is very difficult to put into words, but is more than our experiences. And there's many different words that are used for who we actually are, right? And they range from the great soul to the, to an expression of the divine, to universal consciousness. And in my mind, they're all similar and just refer and give credence to the truth that we are not our experiences, we are not our emotions, and that those are just opportunities to move through and, you know, transform by going through the human body to turn into light, right? And what is light? You know, light is the essence of who and what we are. And by doing that, by sort of focusing on the transforming part of it, we become less attached to the story, right? And the stories are the things that can haunt us and have varying levels of charge to them. And there's so many different ways out there to explore that. And it's individual to each person as to the modality or the approach that supports. And what I think is most important is to continue to acknowledge that maybe if what you've been doing isn't working as well anymore, then you can see that again as an invitation to maybe there's something out there that I'm open to. And in that, Anne-Marie has been kind enough to share the tools that are supporting her. And you mentioned body talk sessions, and you mentioned Tom Kenyon, and you do the geometries on there. Is there anything else you wanted to express about the experience with Tom Kenyon?
It's like I said, it's this very powerful guided meditation where you are imagining a point of light and following it through specific geometrical patterns. And Tom Kenyon has done all of this research on our brains and neurology and psychology, and what they contend with these practicing these geometries in these meditations is that it creates neurological pathways, new ones within our brain, which is just fascinating because that was not the thought or the understanding many years ago. Is that, you know, that our brains can actually increase in their capacity of what they can do. And I'm totally drawing a blank on the word for neuroplasticity.
Neuroplasticity. Yeah.
So I love Tom Kenyon, and I love his work, and I love listening to all of the sound healing that he does. So anyone who is looking for some guided meditations or some beautiful music that literally brings me to tears every time I listen to it, you can check out tomkenyon.com. He is just amazing, and all of his work is just phenomenal.
There's a whole lot of free sound healing MP3s and that you can listen to on that website that are quite powerful for rewiring the brain. Just like you were saying, you know, we're all sort of battling this Newtonian physics that was brand new 300 years ago that said we don't have the capacity to change for just all these individual parts that are kind of like a clock and are not interrelated. And the science now shows that every single part is interrelated and interdependent on every other part, right? The mind and the body and every single system. So rewiring the brain will have a dramatic effect on your mental body, your spiritual body, your psychological body, your physical body, your outlook, your projections, everything. And build your ability to know and create space between you and the experiences that you are having, so that you are not the experiences, but you are actually a human that is having those experiences and is able to access their own inner intelligence to transform the experience. And that's really where the power lies. So we have just a couple minutes left. And Anne-Marie, is there anything else you wanted to share on this? Like, are there any other practices that you find so supportive in your daily life at this time?
You know, the other one, it sounds kind of, simple, but I use my imagination for tons of different things. But one in particular, when I'm working with clients, when I'm working with young children, using your imagination gives, I think it's like role-playing in your brain of possibilities, you know, what could actually happen and what's possible. And so oftentimes if I'm in a situation, it could be work related or personal. But when I can delve into my imagination and use my mindscape, which is a class in body talk, where I can access information and access, almost like, you know, using symbols and using the imagination in a way that provides me a picture of maybe how I might want something to play out, or to give me information on something that I might not necessarily be aware of with my five senses. And I can say pretty much 100% of the time when I go into that space, before I work with a client or before I work with someone, it almost always shifts my feeling how I'm going into a session and how I believe things turn out, you know, at the end. So that's something that I love
fabulous.
To use.
Yeah. And it's true. Imagination is so available to young children and is an incredible, powerful tool to creating and to discovering. And it's so interesting that it has in some way been somewhat stripped from the older adult, and going back into finding that playful curiosity where our imagination expands and, you know, grows can be really powerful for creating change in our lives. Emery, thank you so much for joining us for this amazing hour together.
And thank you for having me
and sharing all your amazing wisdom and the practices that you have found to be powerful in your own life that are simple, yet we forget that simple is the most powerful capacity for change in our lives. So, as always, it is a pleasure to connect with all of you out there in the audience. Another big thank you to Anne-Marie for being on the show. Thank you to Carter and everyone else who participates in this energy field just by listening in now or in the future in a podcast. Colette will be back next week, Wednesday at 8 a.m. And thank you so much. And bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.